You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green. Special U.S. Open two-hour edition coming your way here on WGR Sports Radio 550. On a beautiful Saturday morning, I'm Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Minas. We have another man of our crew here today, Jeff Blank. Provide you great insight on our social media accounts. He'll be also with us here along the way. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. Hope all the dads out there, golfers alike, you get a chance to watch, play, and have a great weekend with whatever your plans are. Let's start by saying good morning to Jeff Midas. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Father's Day weekend to you. It's always the best weekend of the year in my mind. You know, in the U.S. Open, always gets connected with that, and you get to do whatever you want for one day. I get to play golf, eat some good food, lay around the couch, and watch golf all day. It's going to be great.
So, looking forward to it. So, wow, he has Father's Day 365 days, Kevin. How about that?
No, I was going to say, Jeff, that sounds like Tuesday. No,
my kids call me on Sunday, yeah. That's nice.
Kevin Sylvester, good morning. Nice to have you in person today.
Yeah.
You've been touring the PGA Tour world. You've been joining us every week, which, of course, is great. But we love having you in person.
I'm glad to be here in person. And I got to tell you, last Sunday was one of the most memorable events I've been at. Like, I didn't... the Canadian Open, right? Yeah. The finish, you guys, everybody watched it because I'm getting texts from, everybody. And I didn't think anything could surpass the Cantlay-DeChambeau playoff in the BMW Championship, which I was there for, running up and down hills. We're running up and down the hills at the Canadian Open. That was awesome. And in a week that was filled with, piff talk and all this merger stuff, to have the tournament finished that way, that was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It was good to see the streak be broken. And what a way to polish it off.
Did you guys hear Zucchino's call?
It was all over Twitter. I heard it multiple times.
Well, it was funny. He and I were talking all day. Like I said, listen, if it comes down to a Canadian winning this thing, I go, buddy, you've got to make the call.
He's like, Canadian, right?
Yes. Yeah. I go, you're Mr. Golf Talk Canada. I go, you've got to make the call. He's like, no. If a Canadian's going to win for the first time in 69 years, so... If he had missed, right, or if it came down to a Fleetwood putt, I was going to, on the air, just be like, hey, let's throw it to Mark. But I'm so glad it ended that way where nobody's expecting that to go in to break the curse. And his reaction was genuine. It was natural, had emotion to it. It was pretty awesome. I was thrilled for him and Canadians. And I interviewed Mike Weir after. And I don't know if you guys had a chance.
I listened to you. Did you? Yeah. It was good.
I wish I had a video on this for his face when I said, hey, he'll probably make it on points, but he's a captain's pick, right? And he's like, that was cool. Yeah. You just said good morning. I gave you all that. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. That's Kevin.
Yeah. That's there right. You go.
Jeff Blank, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. We have been watching your picks this week. We'll get into those in a minute. But, that was a pretty exciting... The ending that Kevin described, he also, Kevin left out one detail that most people actually might have talked about first, and that was Adam Hadwin getting smoked by the security guard.
I was surprised Kevin didn't go after the champagne bottle.
Well, I got to tell you, that happened. So I'm going to tell you how that happened. So I am I'm left of the green, probably across from where Taylor was putting, and it goes in, and every place goes. You couldn't help feel the excitement. I might have even fist pumped. It was just a cool moment.
Yeah.
And so I have Fleetwood, and so I'm running down, to get Fleetwood. And I see this fan come through the bunker and get blasted by a security guard, rightfully so. And then I see the champagne bottle. All of a sudden, I don't see the champagne bottle, and I look, and I see Hadwin on the ground, and I immediately started walking instead of running.
Yeah, you don't want to get taken down.
So it was fun.
Yeah, and in Hadwin's form this week, he's had fun with it. He changed his Twitter background photo to the actual moment where he's getting tackled.
Yeah, so, crumpled.
Yeah, that was a form tackle, and the guy
it was really
drove
good.
His legs through. He's probably a former Argonaut.
I was going to say that guy has some football experience in his background. That's for sure. That was a good clean lick.
Did you see Hadwin threw a club?
Yes,
yesterday
into the bush,
into a bush, and had his caddy go get it. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yes. All right, lots of U.S. Open here coming up. Where are we today? Well, we are at one of our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, in North Tonawanda on their beautiful patio overlooking the first tee. And we expect to play, obviously, to get going here. It's a beautiful weekend to play. So we'll have that. What do we have coming up here on the show? Well, besides the fact that you get great insight from us here, from the four of us over the next 2 hours, John Boland from Donald Ross, his conversation with Kevin Sylvester coming up. So we are decked out in our nice Donald Ross clothing today. 8 a.m., Don Schneider, PGA Pro, here from Pendleton Creek, going to join us. And at 8:30, Taylor Gessel, our friend from Callaway, going to come on here. He's got some news about Big Bertha to tell us about. So it's a name. If you know Callaway Brands, you know that name. We'll have some thoughts from him. And of course, our check of our PGA Tour leaderboard, Champions Tour report, LPGA leaderboard, and our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And also, before we get into the U.S. Open, Kevin, we are about a month away now from our annual summer event that has really gotten bigger and bigger and better every year. Our 7th annual Duster Putting Challenge. We're looking forward to that. Friday, July 21st at Glen Oak Golf Club.
The OG.
The original gangster.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly yes. Right. The OG putting tournament in
Western
New York.
There's a lot of people trying it. It's not the Duster.
You know, duplicated, but not the original.
Yes.
We are excited about this, the 21st of July. It's a Friday evening. It's going to be at Glen Oak again. A great host on that putting green there, and they set up the course fantastic. If you haven't done it before and you're like, I want a cool, you know, golf event to go to with my buddies, bring my wife, you know, a date night, whatever, where, you know, everyone can putt,
yeah,
right? And so you get a chance to putt the golf course. Then we break it down into pairings. Our friends at Moe's have stepped up big this year. They're providing food, which is going to be great for everybody there. So Channel 2 has stepped up with a sponsorship this year. Friends at Golf Buffalo are going to be there. So we've got Callaway donates. You get to pick which kind of golf ball you want to use. This was kind of
Tees and Taps is bringing the vehicle.
Yes, right.
Yeah, the Lynx.
The Lynx and Tap there in Niagara Falls is going to bring the mobile simulator. It's going to be cool to check out.
Yep.
So we're building it year after year, and it benefits the PGA Reach.
Tons of gift certificates. Yeah. Tons of prizes, tons of raffles.
So sign up today.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It does sell out, too, so you want to get signed up.
Yeah, there's only 72 spots.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'll put the link coming up here during our first commercial timeout. So if people are looking to, hey, how can I sign up? Where can I sign up? It's really quick and easy. It's on the Western New York PGA website, but I'll send out that link here during our first commercial break on Twitter at BrianWGR. All right, let's get into the U.S. Open here. Let's start at the top. Ricky Fowler. What a story that could be if it continues here. It's been a great story through 2 days. Two more days would make it a phenomenal story. Kevin, when we think about Fowler's career, the peak maybe in 2014 when he finishes top five in all four majors. The only other two to do it are Nicklaus and Woods, of course, in that span. They won majors. Fowler in that year did not, despite going in the top five in all four. He's had some up and downs, always a real popular player, has participated in Ryder Cup, some other team events. But over the last few years, maybe, you know, since his heyday of professional golf, he kind of hit a low. And it's really great to see the comeback story maybe developing here.
Well, you know, what we see is every player hits a lull, right? Whether it be through injury, you know, life happens, right? They, you know, married, have kids, like there's some distraction away from, you know, the work and all the time. And, hey, we all lose our swing every now and then. I'm raising my hand because I'm kind of going through it right now. But anyhow, for Ricky Fowler, this is a return to form. It's been building here. This didn't just happen. This is, you've been playing great. You got back in the top 50, Mr. Blank, as you know, you've been noticing and you're doing your charts each week, right? Ricky Fowler's like, hey, this guy's trending in the right direction here. California kid, familiar grass, right? I mean, played the golf course before. This shouldn't be a giant surprise.
Would there be a more popular win on tour?
No, absolutely not. Everyone loves Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Ricky Fowler.
What I'm impressed, 18 birdies in 36 holes at a U.S. Open.
That's,
it's a 50% clip. That's amazing.
See, you're a math teacher. I don't know if you can continue that. That just seems unachievable at the beginning of the week. I mean, make 18 birdies in 72 holes, you think you're doing pretty good there.
Well, listen, we all know it's not going to continue, right?
No. They're USGA.
Right. The USGA has read Twitter, right? And people complaining, oh, it should be par, and this course isn't hard enough. And I thought Sahith Theegala had an interesting, you know, he played it a lot, went to Pepperdine, and said the course played 30 yards shorter, he felt, because there was no moisture, there wasn't any elements in play. He said every time he's played it so many times before. And
it's probably more lush when he's playing it. It's all dried out and short right now.
And I think they're banking on things being drier. So, you know, are they going to crank it up to 14 today on the stint meter?
And that's what happened.
You can't make it not fair.
That's what happened with the 262s. They were morning rounds, that marine layer that hangs out on these West Coast tournaments. If you're near the ocean, it kind of just hung there, and it kept everything moist, and the greens really receptive.
Yeah.
And Fowler and Schauffele were throwing darts.
Well, here's the other thing. It's not a new golf course. I mean, it's a legendary place, unique place, right? For the real estate's worth $8 billion, they say.
Yeah.
They said that's incredible. But, you know, remember when the Aaron Hills and the pros torched it?
Yep.
and they're doing it again here. Like, you're gonna go to new venues that you haven't had a competition on. You're not gonna know what happens till you get in the. Like, we knew what Oak Hill was gonna do.
Yep.
Right?
For there's the most a history part. There. Yeah, there's yes. a lot of history at that place.
You know the rough and all these things. Like, all right, so you kind of knew what that was going to be. No, everybody thought, you know, like, well, everybody thinks what's going to happen. It's like a football game. Oh, this team's going to do this or that. And, you know, you don't know until you line up and play.
Let's remember, too, I was just quickly, the weather piece of it. I mean, look at what happened with Rory's when at Congressional, the U.S. Open. That week it rained. Everything was soft. And he was just, you know, the greens... They were like almost plugging on the greens. It's just sometimes the weather. Now, I think here the weather's been, I guess you'd say, okay. It hasn't been like it's ruined the tournament. But I agree. I can't see these scores getting too out of hand to the point where like Fowler's all of a sudden being going to be at like 18 under by the time we're done.
Are you guys all okay with it though? Like, aren't we all okay with it?
I like seeing birdies.
I'm not upset. I haven't been not entertained at all over these first 2 days.
I'm not looking. I don't want to watch Lee Jansen grind out pars.
Right.
2 years in a row.
I mean, my position is, I don't want to go into a Sunday where only four people have a chance to win. If there's a 62 out there on a Sunday, that's fantastic. That brings so many people into the tournament.
And I like the birdie bogey stuff. If you're making 18 birdies and you're only 10 under, yeah, you've made some bogeys too, and that's the U.S. Open. And if you're if you have a chance at birdie, and if you have a chance to make a big number, that's to me the U.S. Open. It's immaterial what the finishing score is to me, as long as it's good competition.
Yeah, you're going to come down to Sunday, and someone's getting on the tee box at 6. And be like, you know what? I've been laying up all week, but I'm going for it, right?
And then they make their double.
And then they make the double.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, chili dip a couple, shank one, blade one like DJ did and make an 8.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And that's what the U.S. Open is supposed to bring. It's supposed to be a test. And it seems like this week, you know, I think by Sunday, as I've talked before, I don't think this score is going, like you said, Kevin, to 18 under par. You know, if I'm Ricky Fowler, I would probably take even par over the weekend or 1 under, 2 under, and think that's a pretty good
yesterday.
Thing.
Did you see, I think Justin Thomas shot
81. Yeah.
So it's starting.
Well, here's the other thing. It wasn't just the greens being receptive. It was they expected the fairways to run.
Yep.
And run to the rough. Mm-hmm. And because of the marine layer, the moisture, the ball stayed in the fairway. And so, therefore, players could fire, you know, I got a ball in the fairway, didn't run to this Bermuda rough, which, by the way, they haven't played a Bermuda rough U.S. Open since Pinehurst. So, hey, that's the other thing, right? That stuff's unpredictable. That's why you're seeing some great shots out of Bermuda and some not so great.
A comparison to a U.S. Open from a while ago, 1980 at Baltusrol. Opening round, Nicholas and Weisskopf each shoot a pair of 63s that day, 7 under par. And Jason Sobel grabbed some headlines from writers that day. One writer said, "No day in U.S. Open annuals has anyone seen such a sacrilegious deluge of low scores," because Baltusrol had no win that day in the first round. The winning score at that tournament 3 days later was 8 under. So, like. It doesn't have to. I'm not saying this is going to that right. Fowler's going to win at 10 or somebody's going to win at 10, but like, it doesn't have to be the fact that it's going to be 62. Like, it's not going to necessarily have to play that itself out. I think we're starting to see the trend in the direction that they were hoping for. That maybe, you know, the winning score, if it is double digits, it's barely double digits at all.
I also think they want to create they're learning too. They're creating a more entertaining product at the U.S. Open than in years past, where it was just beat your face against the wall, par is the best. Yeah, I think they've changed even their setups to make it so there is some excitement. So there are some birdies during the event.
Well, you also picked a golf course that's got 5 par 3s on it.
Yeah.
That's just going to lend itself. I know one of them's 290 yards, and the world's best player called it a stupid hole or dumb hole. But you've got 5 par 3s, so scoring's going to be lower anyways.
Well, it's par 70.
Par 70.
Yep. No, but what I'm saying is, on a par 3, you're going to have more birdie looks because guys are going to hit shots into greens and hold the green.
Because they have it on a tee.
Yes, because they have it on a tee and they can hit a shot.
But typically, aren't the par 3s some of the harder holes on these golf courses?
When you make them 290 yards, yes.
Yeah, harder to par, though, usually the par 3s. And the par 5s are birdieable at this place also.
It's the hole you're mentioning. It's the second longest in U.S. Open history. Only Oakmont's number 8. Was longer. It was actually 300 when it played back there in 2016.
Is that good? That's
I don't
good,
I don't
right?
find it and I don't find it entertaining nor attractive nor something
right.
that. I mean, how often have we talked about in the show the best par threes in the world? What do we think of? We think of, well, Augusta 12, Augusta 16, Pebble 7, even people that love 12, Sawgrass 17.
Right.
Like,
those are all shorter clubs.
Is there any one of those that are over 160?
No.
they're all short holes. The best par threes, even if we started to make a list of 10 more, are any of them over 240 yards? No, none of them.
How about, 15, right? I mean, what, Day One played 124. They can shorten it to 78 if need be.
And that green is diabolical.
Yes.
I
want to see it at 78, right? Like, okay, cool.
And Fowler said going into the week he might lay up that short. Like, wouldn't you want to see that versus the 299? If I'm standing out there watching, you'd rather sit at that hole or sit at the 299 hole?
Well, I love that hole because I like watching good wedge play. And they're trying, I mean, they've got just a small spot to land it on. And if you miss, they're all three putting. So it was, I mean, I love watching these guys grind out wedges and try to get their yardages. And the wind's perfect, so there shouldn't be a problem. It's just you in the hole and the yardage. So,
all right, listener, you're out there. I mean, if you have to pull a head cover off to play a par three, aren't you pissed?
There's a lot of people that have to do that every day anyway.
Aren't you angry? Yeah, right? I got to pull a head. I don't want to pull a head cover off. I played par threes there was a 235-yard one I played in Philly once. I forget the name of the club. They held a women's U.S. Open there. It's Cherry Hill, maybe. And I refused to... I refuse to pull a head cover. Yeah. I just hit 3-iron because I'm like, I'm not pulling a head cover off.
East Aurora number 4.
East Aurora number 4. Great example.
I like the hole. It's just, oof.
It's a beast of a par 3, yes. It's a head cover.
It is a head cover.
But the course is a good topic of discussion. It is nice to see a new venue and see what these guys are doing to it and everything else. So it is, I do like when they... You know, I love that. We love the familiarity of certain facilities, but it is nice to see a new facility get butchered or attacked by the best players in the world.
The areas around the greens here, I think, are great. Just the different complexes,
the
bunkering.
Barranca?
Yes.
Barrancas, yes.
I heard that word a lot.
I love Barrancas.
Yes.
Let's get the dictionary out.
I'm enjoying seeing the different bunkering, the different greens, even on that 70, what could be a 78-yard hole. How there's the mound in the middle of the green that they got to putt around. We've seen guys chip where their back's actually to the pin. They've chipped up like onto the bank and have it roll down. So anything that I think enhances creativity, these are the best players in the world. I want to see how creative they can be. Like, that's what I'm really entertained by. Beyond the fact, yes, I know they can hit it 350, but like that is a piece that I love to see.
The short games are insane.
Yes.
I do think, I would argue that the deep rough around the greens takes away some of the creativity, though, because it limits what you can do with your golf ball and the club. But, yeah, these guys are magicians around the green. And just to watch them hit, you know, a 40-yard pitch, it's a routine for them to get up
and
down.
It's a visually appealing golf course.
Yes.
Right? I mean, just the looks of it, like, wow, it's kind of it's got a stunning look to it, feel to it. You know, Koepka said, you know, they read the full quote, okay? Everybody, I'm not a fan of the place for a U.S. Open, he said. I think it'd be fun to play a regular round of golf here. Yeah. But for a major championship, he wasn't a fan because I think he felt it was kind of weird. He's not playing great, you know, too easy.
I 100% don't think he says that if he was in the lead.
I agree with you 1,000% there.
So, I'll take it with a little... I came off of a poor round one comment.
And here's another, just reading headlines and you read the story. It's like, oh, he shot 62 in his practice round. Yeah, at the Grove in Jupiter, Florida. He didn't shoot 62there. It's like, come on. Can we do better, journalists, please?
A and B, who's keeping score in a practice round? You know,
that's the other thing, right? Yeah. Wait a second. 62, he's dropping other, they play other balls. Hit mulligans.
They're hitting from different tees. Yes.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Two-hour edition, 7 to 9 here on WGR. Thanks for being with us as we sit on the patio here on a beautiful day. Thanks for joining us. 7:45, John Bolin from Donald Ross. His conversation with Kevin. We are looking forward to that. 8 p.m., PGA Pro Don Schneider
8
here.
8 p.m., we're here for 12 hours today.
I said that twice. 8 a.m., I know. Don's driving in right now being like, 8 p.m.? Jeez,
we're putting a shift in today, boys.
8 a.m.
Thank
yes.
God for donuts.
Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek. And 8:30, Taylor Gessel from Callaway. By the way, thanks to Tim Overbeck for bringing the donuts.
Attaboy, Tim.
So,
just what I needed.
Yes. Don, if you're listening, Tim... Tim gets the star employee of the day.
We're going to make Blanky like five of them. He definitely is the trimmest. Thinnest. Yes, yeah.
Did you
most fit?
Hey,
TD Green member.
Did you didn't tell Jeff the reason we brought him on was to bring our average weight down? Did you? We were supposed to be for his insight, right?
There's a way in for the team.
The jig is out. Yeah, it's up. Period.
So how have you been doing on your picks the first 2 days? You had a great Thursday.
Good start. Yep.
Yeah.
It starts 3-1 on Thursday, and then 1-3 on Friday. Wasn't sure how the
that's how the U.S. Open will get you.
Kevin had kind of mentioned you don't really have a baseline to go off of with this course, so it was very difficult to start. But it started well, and then yesterday kind of the sun came out and the winds kind of hurt the scores. So
for those that maybe have been following you, or you know, I know we've been
they're following him because they're cheering him when he has a 4-0 day,
and then I'm ducking when
tell us a little bit about hey Jeff posts the results every time, so that's. Kudos to him.
Every day.
Full transparency here, right?
Full transparency.
Tell us a little bit about what goes into your formula here to kind of come up with what you're thinking each day.
So a little bit of investigation of the course specifically, what type of metrics play well at those courses. So strokes gained approach for this week is a huge metric. Kevin and the team kind of here mentioned staying out of that Bermuda rough is going to be key. So strokes gained off the tee, good drive percentage. So basically looking at metrics each week and trying to put together a formula of what players are going to, I guess, shine each week. But it's very difficult round to round, but that's kind of the background.
Is there one metric that pops each week?
It's stroke chain approach. I mean, week that plays most important. And then there's kind of other variables around that, yeah.
And that's why Scheffler's just dominating, right? Because he's number one in that.
Yeah, be careful of Scheffler. He's actually positive strokes game putting this week.
Yes,
look
out. I don't
know the last time that's happened.
He was minus eight and a half at the Memorial.
His stats are just insane.
Well, his strokes gained approach, he's so far ahead of second right now. It's silly, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm just looking at Memorial. He was number one strokes gained approach, number one strokes gained around the green, and dead last.
In putting.
In putting. Dead last.
Yep.
PGA Championship was the same thing.
Giving up eight strokes.
That's right.
If he just putts normal, like average, he wins by three, four, right?
He doesn't even have to gain strokes putting. Just keep it at zero.
Think about that.
That's how good he hits it.
Yeah. Scheffler was right there at the end at Oak Hill. Had he putted better, we might have had him as the champion. He is at 5-under. He finished strong yesterday, a couple of birdies late here. Kev, he can overcome 5 strokes over 2 rounds?
Well, yes. What's going to be fascinating today, I think the leaders tee off at 3:40 Eastern, is what that golf course is going to look like. That's 3:40
their time. 6:40 for us.
6:40, excuse me. Thank you.
Which is even better. Late prime time.
Even
TV.
Better, yes.
Yes.
You know, that's the fascinating thing about, hey, you're in the lead and you get to play at the end of the day.
when everybody's gone through.
You can tap spike marks down, but, you know, end of the day, you either get burned out conditions. Sometimes weather comes in. Like, it's not.
There's still wear and tear around the hole.
Yeah.
You know, because there's 72 guys and their caddies walking around out there. Yep.
Yeah. Like, I want to see a tournament actually where the leader gets to pick. I'm going to play first thing tomorrow.
Bad for TV.
Well, everything's always on TV now, so it's just different.
We got to ask Taylor when he comes on. So there's two players right now that are averaging about 3 strokes gained putting, and they'll both play the same putter. Callaway versus jailbird putter that Ricky Fowler and Wyndham Clark are playing. Identical. They're 38 inches.
But there are different heads on it, though, right?
No. Same exact head.
I thought Fowler had the thicker.
So Wyndham went to Odyssey, Callaway,
right,
and said, I want an identical putter to Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, I think he just taped over the branding because he's with another company.
But there was Fowler's is not a mallet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's got a hollow. It's like the bang.
He didn't start with it that way. He had the double blade then. He changed.
He changed that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he had the fang, and then they put a little wing on the back of the fang.
I have one of those. I have an Odyssey Works.
Yeah, that's what this is. Yep.
Yeah, and it's the thicker blade-style putter, the longer, you know, counterbalanced weight.
Yeah, double. Yep.
Yeah.
Who has more putters between the two of you, by the way?
He's got more, no question, but I'm close. I like it a lot. I just, I don't, you know, it's like every time I want to break up with a current gamer, I start making some putts. So
just gotta scare him a little bit. That's
I don't.
All.
What I don't like it on is for lag putting. Like if I got you know, because I'm not number one in strokes gained approach.
You're not? It is interesting. It is interesting to see all the diverse styles of putting, though. Where you know, 10 years ago, if you went cross-handed, people looked at you like, "Whoa, what's wrong with your game?" And now there's you know the claw, the this, the that. The I mean, there's 82 putting styles out there. It just goes to show there's a million ways to putt well.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is. You know, this claw style, when you do these other things, it's just more of a system where I still think, you know, like we'd all want Tiger Woods putting force.
The best putter that's ever been in the world.
Yeah. Yep. And Tiger, I mean, he uses the blade. He uses the pencil grip, right? I mean, he's a field putter. And I always think the best putters are field putters.
And the best putters don't tend to change their putters often.
That's what,
they just get a putter and stick. Maybe every once in a while you grab a something new to get a different feel. Like Scotty Scheffler, he was tinkering with putters this week, and he went back to his old one, and he's putting fine again.
I saw John Rahm at Riviera last year, not this year, working on so many different Odyssey putters, and he sticks with that little half mallet, right? That's the one he's won with. Mickelson is with that little half mallet, right? That's the one he wins with.
Use the technology, too. So what Scotty did is he just put lighter weights in. It was the same exact head, same exact grip, everything.
Just change the feel up. Yeah. You can do stuff like grip it down a half inch short or anything. Yeah.
All right, we'll take our first time out here. We're live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. We're with you for 2 hours. Lots on the U.S. Open. We'll talk about some of the other storylines going on this week. So how far back do you have to be, or can you be here and actually win? We'll throw some stats at you here as we roll on. Ricky Fowler, your leader, 10 under par. Wyndham Clark, one back at -9. We'll run through the leaderboard and the names and the headlines for the first two rounds here. When we return, John Bolin from Donald Raw, 7:45. Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek at 8. Taylor Gessler from Callaway at 8:30. Jam-packed show, 2 hours. Thanks for being with us. Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studio. I'm Brian Colziel. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. More Tee to Green coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rain is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com. Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Western New York Section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, finding a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Blowing a bit more than what we had yesterday, so still a solid test. I mean, the birdies are out there, put yourselves in the right position, but as you can see, bogeys are very easy to make.
That's U.S. Open leader Ricky Fowler after two rounds, a one-shot lead on Wyndham Clark as we welcome you back here to Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. Brian Colziel and Jeff Blank, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. Well, Fowler is your leader, 10 under par, Wyndham Clark 9 under, McIlroy and Schauffele are 8 under, Harris English 7 under. As we get our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft, this ball is different, and by the First Tee of Western New York. For more, head to firsttee, westernny.com. Callaway.org. Speaking of Callaway, we'll be speaking with Taylor Gessle from Callaway coming up at 8:30. How far down do we have to go on the leaderboard to discuss who's alive? Well, we mentioned we think Scheffler is definitely alive. He's five back. Here's a stat. 25 of the last 27 U.S. Open champions have been within three shots of the lead going into the weekend. So that would essentially mean it's Fowler, Clark, McIlroy, Schauffele, or English, and that is it. But as Jeff Blank said earlier, this course is allowing for more shuffling in the sense that
more variability.
Birdies can be made. So maybe whereas most U.S. Open courses, like you can fall, but maybe you can't rise. This might, because we're seeing more birdie opportunities here, maybe the opportunity to rise, that stat maybe less important on a venue like this.
Stats can tell you a lot of different things sometimes, and I don't know if that every year is unique and different, and just I don't know. I think you can be a little further back than three in this event with 2 days left.
What
and
did
have
Steve
a really
Spurrier
good
say? Stats are for losers and assistant coaches. Is that what he?
Hey, Jeff Blank's looking at you funny.
That's right. I was wary of saying that that's with right. Blank. So, I think if you're within seven strokes, you got a shot.
I was going to say seven or eight, because like as Brian said, I think there's birdie chances out there. Obviously, I mean, Ricky's birdied half of them.
So here, Johnny Miller, right, kind of reemerged this week, right, and I think he made an interesting comment.
He always did.
Well, yeah, and it's why he's great, and we miss Johnny Miller on the broadcasts. Choke factor, right? See that? He just said, I think that's what makes the choke factor is what separates, you know, makes it great.
Also,
which is fascinating, he said the choke factor, right?
Yeah. Did you hear what Dan Hicks said that Miller would have said about those 62s? He's like, well, they didn't do it in the final round.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's a piece of what you're saying, though.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, he did it in the final round to win. Like, that's
when the pressure is at its biggest. Yeah.
Well, I always find that round one of the most remarkable things in golf because, you know, the equipment he was using. I played Oakmont. It was brutal.
That is one of the toughest courses in the world.
Yeah.
Dehydrated, right?
Yeah, what was the par? I don't think the par was 70. I think it was 72. Yeah. So like, you go out and play that place, you can't visualize shooting scores like that.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. The par does matter. Like, the it magic does. Number 59, it's like it's been done on courses that aren't 72. I'm like, not the same.
My low score is at Grover. It's par 68.
Right.
I don't count that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, with how we're seeing less and less par fives in majors because of the move to make things longer. Yeah. Here we're seeing more par 71s and par 70s.
Well, Oak Hill was a par 72 for years and years and years. Yep.
Yeah. So I think that the under par number should be. I know we like to see the number, and of course, you know, it's magical to break 60, of course, and have that 59. But it should be the under right score to par.
Yeah,
variable versus maybe the number.
Well, all
itself.
Right. So if the hole was a par four or par five, it's the same distance, and they're all playing at the same. Does it matter?
I that's my point exactly. It doesn't matter. All
doesn't
that matters
matter.
Is what score you put on the card at the end of the day. Like, and par is immaterial almost. But when you're talking about the greatest rounds in golf history, I think it does matter. Yeah, because if it's two shots easier, and that's where I am. But
would you still say Miller 63 because it was a final round at Oakmont under that pressure is still the best round of golf?
It's the best round of golf I can imagine that anybody's ever played in the final round of a golf tournament.
Of a major.
You know, Nicklaus, 65, when he won in 86, that was pretty cool. I mean,
What did Willett shoot at Augusta to win? Well, I'll talk about Spieth's.
Was it 64?
Collapse. Like, he birdied the last five holes, didn't he? Danny Willett?
Let's see.
See, a lot of people forget that Danny Willett.
Right, yeah. Everybody's just like, oh, that was a joy. You know, it's like when Stuart Sink won the Open, right? It's like, well, I was talking about Tom Watson losing. It's like, well, wait a second. There's another guy who played really well.
Yeah. Well, I was rooting for Tom that day.
Yeah, because everybody's rooting for Tom, and everybody's rooting for Jordan to win another green jacket. Yeah. I figured he had it in the bag until he rinsed a couple on 12.
And does Stuart Sink have the best tan line in the history of the world, by the way?
Oh, the cap tan? Yeah, that was awesome.
This is why we love the U.S. Open, though, because
67 for Willett, by the way.
67,
I was lower. But, yeah, I mean, this is what's nice. You're going to see some variability this weekend. You're going to see Ricky go through some stretches where he's 3-4 over for 4, 5, 6 holes. Can he grind it out? Can he not let that, you know, get frazzled Does he have that amount of confidence? He hasn't won in a while. He was at the top of the world 7 years ago. It's been a long time. It's been a long road back. Will he have the confidence, the inner confidence, when something goes sideways to continue and grind and play well?
You talk to any player that leads after 36 holes of any professional golf tournament, and they'll tell you there's a long way to go here.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's like you've got 9 holes. You played pretty good in your round. Yeah, you know the back nine is going to be more important.
You know, things are going to ramp up here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So Fowler's story, you know, people follow him, very popular player, and I'm sure it'll get a lot of love this weekend, as it should. Kevin, how about let's talk a little bit about Wyndham Clark. He got his first win at the Wells Fargo Championship about a month and a half ago, and a guy that hits it very long off the tee. What can you just kind of get everybody caught up? What do we need to know about Wyndham Clark?
So Wyndham Clark is, you mentioned it, he's long off the tee. I mean, he is one of the longest hitters out there. Like he can hit a 5-iron when players have to hit a hybrid. I mean, he can really pound it. Talented player. I remember talking to him at the Wells Fargo. I was there. I had him all 4 rounds for PGA Tour Radio, including the win. And even after round one, when he's tied for the lead, interviewing him, and he's been close. Like, he lost in a playoff to Brian Gay at the Bermuda Championship in its inaugural year, okay? And or it might have been the second year, and he was crushed, devastated. Like
How long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh.
Brian Gay, that's a name from the past. That's why I didn't know Wyndham Clark
Brian
spent around
Gay
that
was
long.
48 when he won. He's 51, so it's 3 years ago, okay? So Wyndham Clark had birdie putts and virtually the same birdie putt on the 18th hole in regulation, the 72nd hole to win, missed it. And then in the playoff, missed it again, and Gay made the birdie putt, and he was crushed. And that was really his best chance. You know, he played decent. Well, he said that after that first round at the Wells Fargo, he goes, I'm on the cusp of winning. I know it. I can feel it. And he went out there in a designated event where all the best players and won the golf tournament on a major championship golf course. So I'm not surprised that Wyndham Clark is playing well there. So, you know, he's motivated. His mom introduced him to the game of golf. She died of breast cancer, you know, when he was young, in his early 20s, and thinks about her often when he plays. So he's a motivated guy who's overcome some things in his life. And he's a likable player. All the guys like him out there. They enjoy playing with him. And they all, like, he's one of those players they talked about, like, a guy who hasn't won yet. Before he won, like, that guy's going to win. Like, we know how good he is.
I remember, well, we were on the range in the PGA, and they all hit it far, and then all of a sudden there's him.
It's yes.
Like, whoa, there's a difference there, even amongst the best players.
Jeff, Clark mentioned it after his round in an interview, and McIlroy has said it too. There are wider fairways there. Not that we know that right off the fairway is gnarly stuff, for sure, in the rough. But Clark and McIlroy are guys that hit it farther. They, when they're swinging confidently, Clark said, he goes, hey, it's wider fairways here. He goes, even if it isn't, he goes, just my eyes, he goes, tells my brain I can swing with confidence. McIlroy's kind of said the same thing. Like, when he feels confident, all of a sudden that driver swing is perfectly in rhythm, where when he's thinking about it, it's not. I guess we would probably say that for all of us. But those two guys are so good. Just, what do you think about that visual, mental confidence of swinging the driver with two guys like that could hit it so far?
Well, think of your own game. You go to a hole and the fairway's 8 miles wide and you just let it rip and you smoke it down the middle. And then you go to the next hole and it's a little narrower. Well, it's the same tee shot. You're still on a tee. You're still hitting the same club. But that confidence is what breeds everything in golf. So if you feel, that's why people get the yips, because they lose confidence in their putting and then things get twitchy and they get nervous. You can get the yips with a driver. And I almost think Rory fights through that sometimes in tournaments, you know, near the end. Like, maybe there's a little lack of confidence. The other thing you have to remember, when you hit it far, your margin for error is much smaller because the dispersion, right? You miss by 1 degree. At 300 yards, it's way further offline. But, you know, if you get, it's such an advantage to drive it far and straight. And with, I think they said the average is 42 yards for the fairways, which is pretty wide for a major championship. And you do have to work it a little bit into these fairways because of the slopes. So you don't want to get it hooking and hit the downslope because it'll just roll in. So you do have to be able to peel it and draw it and stuff like that. And that's, I know Rory is able to do that. I don't know enough about some of these other guys' games, but very few guys hit draws anymore out there, Kev. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, they all hit little fades.
They all hit little baby fades. And so a lot of them have a hard time hitting that little sling, which you're going to need at times. Rory does not. So I think driving sets up Rory's game. And we haven't talked much about driving or Rory this week, but driving sets up Rory for success, I believe, because that's an advantage for him. And take advantage of that when you're playing in tournaments.
Jeff, we're looking at strokes gained. Like, McIlroy's improved his putting, which is why I was surprised he faltered with a flat stick. Well, he uses a mallet in the final round last week in Canada.
Yeah, he's 2.35 strokes gained putting this week. I mean, that's real good.
That's really good. Really
good,
yeah.
For anyone.
It's good for anyone, yeah.
What's like the typical tour player he's going to win? If he wins, he's usually in the strokes gained category, right?
I mean, you talked about Wyndham Clark. He's plus three strokes gained putting.
Is there a number that the winners typically have? Like, they're always going to be winners in the strokes gained.
On average, you're looking at
average?
Three and a half.
So that's how they end up winning a tournament.
Yep.
And I mean, the guys at the top, I mean, you can just picture some of the highlights. They've been putting very, very well this week. But yeah, that
Rory's had some, has had a bunch of three putts. Ricky's had some three putts this week. Yeah, that's part why he's had eight bogeys.
And he's, the back and forth, the 18 birdies through 36 holes, but he's had some bogeys in there too. Yeah, he hasn't been mistake free by any means, but by far been the best in creating opportunities to make birdie. Those putts have been going really well for him.
Did you guys see the Finau miss Thursday night?
Did not.
No.
He missed like a 1.5 footer for birdie.
They didn't let him pick it up?
It was shocking. It was, and you could tell it was on tape because they cut to it, because you're like, why the hell are they showing me a Tony Finau?
Right. One footer.
And it was just it was just this, it looked like Zalatoris, it looked so bad. And then Finau, but I think it was the way the hole was cut, because Finau, the comebacker from 3 feet, and it still looped around, he's kind of looking at the hole like, what is going on with this thing?
Well, that's what we talk about, confidence, so something like that can rattle your confidence. If you think you hit a good putt and you're trying hard on a 1.5 footer and you miss it, you can see where your confidence would go, uh-oh. Same with the driver. Yeah, if like all of a sudden you can't find driver, you can't see your driver landing in the fairway, it's tough to make a good rip at it.
That'd be popular when he could come back and win two.
Finau 3-under in 11th. He's the lone player at 3-under. The lone player at 4-under is Cam Smith. Speaking of a good putter.
No one's rooting for Cam this week.
So he's at 4-under.
I'm kidding.
He's got two kids with him that are rooting.
I'm kidding.
He flew those guys from Australia. Yeah. Did you hear that story?
Yeah, it's a cool story.
Yeah, just for the people listening, he flew a couple kids from Australia. He's from Australia to Florida to train with him for a week, and then he brought them to to the U.S. Open to watch.
Do we like these guys now again?
We're going to have to. Yeah, I like watching him play. I'm glad.
No one ever not liked Cam Smith, by the way.
No, he seems like
he's a nice guy.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed watching him play. But that's a whole nother.
Yeah.
We don't want to go down that hallway.
Yeah.
Scheffler is at 5, and then the amateur now turned pro, Sam Bennett, -5. Because he turned pro in normal years, he would not have been allowed to play, because the U.S. amateur champion, if they turn pro, they actually take the invite away. But the USGA changed that rule this year, so Bennett's able to play this year, which I think...
That's a good rule.
Is a good rule. I'm okay with it. If you won the U.S. Amateur Championship and you have the... Because I think now, Kev, there's so many opportunities for these amateurs now to get in and get a piece of the action, like...
The NIL deals, right.
Right. I mean, if you're a college player taking these deals, like... If you won the Amateur Championship, the next year you should be able to get in.
I agree. I think it's a fine rule, I don't have any issue with it. Well, the one thing I will say, that'd be a tough swing to emulate.
Oh, Sam Bennett?
Yeah,
you got to be. He's a tremendous athlete. He kind of whips it around himself, and there's a lot of side bended impact, which is a great way to play.
Similar
golf
to what Neiman does.
Joaquin Neiman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the amount of side bend he gets at impact, he has to, because the way he swings the club is there's not many athletes that can get that.
Gerard's
that
way too. Ryan Gerard's that way a little bit too.
Yeah. All right, 7:48 the time here. We're live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We'll have Don Schneider, the PGA Pro, coming up at 8 o'clock to talk a little bit about the course and his thoughts on the U.S. Open. We'll do our West New York PGA Tip of the Week with Jeff and Don at that point as well. When we come back, though, interview with John Boland from Donald Ross. Kevin chatted with him a few days ago. We'll have that interview coming up next. As we roll on here, U.S. Open week. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody. 2 hours. We're with you till 9. So sit back and relax. Hope you're having a great start to your Saturday. Thanks for being with us. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green from Pendleton Creek coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Nick Lotempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Bar and Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
You know, those last three holes, 16, 17, 18, are playing tough, even if it is, you know, pretty benign conditions out there. So, you know, it feels like a sort of golf course where you try to make your score on the front and then try to hang on the back.
That's Rory McIlroy. Very fun couple of days to watch Rory play. He is 8 under par through two rounds of the U.S. Open, 2 off the lead of Ricky Fowler. As we welcome you back to Pendleton Creek Golf Club here in North Tonawanda, we're outside here on the beautiful patio. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Jeff Blank with us as well. We'll be speaking with the general manager and PGA Pro, Don Schneider, coming up just to start the 8 o'clock hour. But as we mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about gear. Who doesn't love golf gear?
We love our Donald Ross golf gear.
That's right. We're wearing it right now. John Bolin from Donald Ross got a chance to catch up with Kevin Sylvester earlier this week. So give you a few minutes here on some interesting news from Donald Ross. Here's Kevin's interview with John Bolin.
I'm joined by John Bolin from Donald Ross Sportswear. And John, good to have you with us. We're going to talk about an event that Donald Ross is sponsoring and is part of. But first, just want to ask, how's everything going with Donald Ross?
Well, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on, and great to be back. You know, we're coming off our best year ever at Donald Ross Sportswear, and the spring has also been a good start to the year, and we've had unbelievable weather across most of the U.S., so it's been a good start to golf for sure, and we're looking to capitalize on last year's success and continue growing this business.
All right. If folks, the best place to look for Donald Ross clothing, ask your golf professional, right, in the pro shop?
Yes, definitely.
All right. That's place number one. But if for some, I mean, I can't imagine why a golf shop wouldn't carry Donald Ross clothing, but DonaldRoss.com, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We started that business during COVID, June 6th, actually. I remember the date specifically. And we launched DonaldRoss.com, and it is direct-to-consumer, but it gives the guy that or gal that wants to purchase Donald Ross and aren't a member of a club, they can go on our website and shop our brand on there and find something for their loved one or whatever. And Father's Day is coming.
Father's Day is coming up tomorrow, so if you don't know what to do today, go to your pro shop, get Donald Ross, or go to DonaldRoss.com, and then show them the printout, what they got coming. They will love it, I'm sure. All right, a very special event coming up here in Buffalo, and it's coming up here in just a few weeks, is the Erie County Amateur, and it's being played at Grover Cleveland Golf Course, and you guys are a sponsor. Tell us why you got involved with this event.
Yeah, it's really unique. So I'm on the board at Buffalo District Golf Association, and they'll be running the event, but our CEO, Rob Stein, follows architecture. Yeah, obviously, we're very invested in architecture because of our history here, but he was like, wouldn't it be cool if we got involved with something over there? Donald Ross actually redesigned the golf course in 1917, 1918. Four of the holes still exist from his design. So we thought it would be a great opportunity to partner with the county and Buffalo District to sponsor the Western New York Amateur this year.
And one of the cool things, U.S. Open's played on that golf course.
Yeah.
Right here in our backyard.
Johnny McDermott won it in Philadelphia.
There you go.
Yeah.
I had money on Johnny that week. No, I'm just kidding. we have this, treasure, really, in our backyard. And it's a public golf course. It's a U.S. Open course. It's U.S. Open weekend where, it's going to take some doing for us to get on L.A. Country Club.
Right.
But we can get a time at Grover.
Correct. And, it's probably number 17 is still one of the best par threes in town. It has a Redan green. If you don't know anything about architecture, Redan is a green feature.
I like Redan better than Baritz, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. And you can have – It's a very difficult par three, and I'm sure the players will be excited to play that hole for sure.
And one of the other cool things, and I think this is, you were telling me before we started chatting here, that there's a division for everybody.
There really is. Yeah. I mean, there's a men's division, a senior division, there's a women's division, there's a boys' division, there's a girls' division. So a very inclusive event and should be an awesome time. And we're thrilled to be a part of it this year.
Yeah, and I think folks can still register this weekend. Do you have any of that information?
Yes, the deadline is June 30th to sign up. And like I said, we're going to be sponsoring. We're going to have some swag for the players and do some nice things for the event.
All right. Well, they're going to sign up just for the swag.
For sure. You should.
For sure with that. That's a great event and something I'm sure we'll be talking about. And we'll have the winner's results here on Tee to Green when that happens. And our final thing here. That's coming up. You're sponsoring that event. What can we look for in the fall from Donald Ross, right? We go from there's spring, summer, fall, winter. Any pieces you're most excited about?
There's the big trend in golf has been the hoodies. It's funny.
We're both wearing
one as we speak. And so we will be coming out with some new, unique pieces for the fall. I love it because it's a great time to layer up and, you know, have some cool pieces to wear.
Yeah, I like it because, you know, have some crusty friends at golf with, who, you know, listen, I'm in the senior division, all right, so I can say this. And they're like, oh, hoodies. And I love seeing PGA Tour players wear hoodies.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, if they allow a hoodie there, you can have a hoodie anywhere.
I remember, wasn't it Tyrrell Hatton that started the trend?
Tyrrell Hatton over the BMW overseas.
Yeah,
yes.
And, you know, it. You know, I'm a member over at Craig Byrne, and, you know, it was something that we talked about as a board. Do we allow this? Do we not allow this? You know, and thankfully it's a little more relaxed out there, and we do allow them on the golf course.
Well, I am wearing my favorite Donald Ross hoodie. It's soft. It's comfortable. I wear it all the time, as you can see. So
it's a great piece.
Maybe I'll have to grab another one this fall.
Yep.
All right, John, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to Donald Ross and all the participants in the Erie County Amateur Championship.
Thanks, Kev.
All right, John Boland there from Donald Ross with Kevin Sylvester. Yes, I'm wearing a Donald Ross hoodie as we speak right now. We love it. Yes, so still time to sign up for that Erie County Championship at Grover Cleveland. The deadline for that is June 30th, and thanks to Donald Ross for being a big supporter of that great event. Okay, when we come back here, hour number two, don't go anywhere. A bonus hour due to the U.S. Open. We're looking forward to having another 60 minutes to talk about it. Don Schneider, the general manager and PGA Pro here at Pendleton Creek, going to join us next, as that's where we are broadcasting live here in North Tonawanda. Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold is producing back in our Amherst studios. Hour two of Tee to Green coming up from Pendleton Creek right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding 5-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Metis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tee to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.